Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, Jane.
Hello. I'm so happy to see you.
Nice to see you again. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Thank you. I'm actually seated strategically, Chris, because I want you to see when I move what is directly behind me in my office. Okay?
Yes. Oh, look at that. Oh, cool. Great.
I used to work at a station called KNRK in Portland, and we were approached about this band that had a song called Yellow that didn't sound like anything else on the radio at that time.
Right. Hey, thank you for playing it, first of all.
So every day I look at that and I smile, and I wanted to have a Zoom with you so that I could show you that that's up there on the wall.
What's amazing about that story, Jane, is that it's reflective of how much any artist is really like a massive exercise in teamwork. Like, we wouldn't be anywhere without people like you choosing to play that song. So thanks.
Oh, well, that's a lovely thing to say. Thank you for the teamwork. And, you know, the last time that you and I spoke, I always love our conversations, but the last time, something that we said has stuck with me for so long that I've wanted to come back to you on, which was, we talked about my perception of you is that you are a reserved English gentleman by day,
yeah,
and by night, ad arena, and you are this electrifying rock star, and the dichotomy of those two parts of your personality. And I want to know how you have... I feel like it's like your superpower. And I want to know how you, over the last couple of years, have felt like you've continued to grow into that superpower mode, and how it feels like to be back on tour now with that superpower engaged.
That's a really fucking brilliant question. And I'm going to answer it honestly. So the first thing to say is that a long time ago, I made the decision to just be really free on stage and not worry about how silly it looked or what people might think. And that just keeps getting, that impulse gets stronger and stronger. So I feel totally myself and open and vulnerable on stage. And I don't really worry too much in the moment. Then of course you come off stage, the other half of the human being that you're talking about is like everybody else, is racked with insecurity and worry and like, I'm this and I'm that, you know, like all the human challenges. But I think that the two can't exist without each other, as it were. So I think your hope for every human is that they have an outlet where they can be really free in themselves. Knowing that a lot of the day everyone is racked with nervousness and insecurity and rejection and all that stuff, no matter who you are, whether you're Bono or a street cleaner, you know? So you're absolutely right. It is like two different sides, but they're totally linked, I think.
Absolutely. And I do. And I love what you say about how you feel so free on stage, because God, I mean, as a fan watching you, you feel that. We're so excited to have you come back to Levi's Stadium on May 15th. I think about the last time that you were here and just watching you running down that runway and the crowd going crazy and the flashing lights. And then you just get really low and you're like, get low, go low, low. And then it just, the lights explode and you jump back up and run back in. Ah! I literally watch it all the time. I watch video of it. Like, it's so freeing to feel your energy on stage. I can't wait for it again.
Yes, my ex-girlfriend gave me that idea and it's brilliant and we still do it. And I'm forever grateful to her for that and for lots of things, but that particularly is like anything that you feel within a concert brings everyone into the same thing, whether that's singing along or wristbands or whatever. I think we're addicted to that feeling of belonging or togetherness or community. That's what we're searching for.
I couldn't agree more. And that's the magic of live music. And that's like I said, why we're so excited to have you back. There have been some surprises from Coldplay that I would not, as I've said on the air, I did not have on my 2021 or 2022 bingo card. I did not have a collab with BTS or Selena Gomez on my bingo card. Those were incredible surprises from you. And we love, again, partnering with you on all of these. Do you feel like there are more surprises from Coldplay coming before 2025? Do you feel like I saw a glimmer in your eye just then?
Yeah, but finish the question, Jane.
Well, I was hoping that you were going to just interrupt me with a magical announcement, but no, I couldn't tell if you were smiling with the 2025 mention or the surprise, or do you feel like there's just more surprises always on the way from Coldplay?
No, well, we have three more albums and they each have their own thing going on. The reason I'm smiling on the 2025 thing is because one of them is a musical that we want to do as a movie. And I imagine that that will probably not be finished by then. So we won't put that music out until that film is done. So, but we have three more projects and I don't know. There are some surprises, of course, but I don't think we'll ever be able to match the BTS surprise, because that was surprising even for us.
In what way did that surprise you? That it worked as perfectly as it did. The sheer concept of it. What was the absolute?
I think exactly that. The journey from the first time it was mentioned, I was just like, that's how could that ever work? The journey from that to the song itself arriving and me thinking, oh, okay, that could be for BTS. To now it feeling like the most natural collaboration in the world. So it's an amazing lesson for myself in keeping an open mind all the time, because you just never know what life or music is going to throw you. And that now when we play that song in the show, it feels completely natural and fits right next to this old song and that new song. And I can't imagine a time when we didn't have a song with BTS or when we didn't love them, you know?
I completely understand that. And yet again, who would have ever thought that sentence would come out of your mouth? I mean, it's perfect.
Thanks for saying that, Jane.
No, I mean, it's so sincerely. And I know that we have to go, but before we do, the other one question that has been ringing with me that I've wanted to ask you, when I think of music of the spheres, I think of, in my own perception, I think of outer space and I think of astronomy and things like that. And when we hear about all of these people, you're going to laugh at me for wanting to know this, but I've always wondered this about you specifically. Are you interested in being one of these personal space tourists? Would you go up and do that?
No, I wouldn't do that, but I wouldn't be a space tourist, but I would be a space explorer. It's a very key difference.
Oh, that is a perfect, perfect distinction. I absolutely love that. And I can see that happening. I think we should manifest that happening.
I struggle being a tourist in Disneyland, you know, and I love Disneyland, but I always slightly feel embarrassed being a tourist, which is funny because I spend my life on tour. So I need to figure this out. Yeah.
Up with some very specific vocabulary distinctions here, Chris.
Yeah. Well, that's what we do, you and me.
It's so true. And it just makes me so incredibly happy to reconnect with you. Thank you so much for the time today.
Well, I hope we'll see you in San Francisco. Come and say hi. And we'd love to see you.
Absolutely. I absolutely will. Take good care.
Okay. Thanks a lot. Thanks. Bye.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.